Many parents want their teenagers to be financially responsible. And when Darnell Terry was a student at Ponitz Career Technology Center, he said he had it all figured out. This story originally aired in 2016, and we're rebroadcasting it today as part of the best of Dayton Youth Radio.
I'm about budgeting my money so I can have a better life than most people I know. I go to school and have two jobs, and I help out at my dad's car wash. I make a nice piece of change, and I guess you can say I'm saving it for a rainy day. I pay my own phone bill and car insurance. I was raised to budget my money from a young age by my dad. My freshman year of high school, my dad took me to a credit union and we opened up a bank account for me. I started out with just $100. Me and my brothers, the four D's, my dad's name is Daryl, I have another brother named Daryl, Darrell, and then it's me, Darnell. We are all tight with our money. Now let me tell you, there are a lot of things that my generation blows money on, such as designer clothes like Rock Revival jeans, True Religion jeans, Affliction shirts. Anything that can get you a lot of likes on Instagram or Facebook is what a lot of people are now blowing their money on. Take my boy Jabri, for example. He spends his money mostly on food, like fast food. Every time we hang out, he always wants to get something to eat. If I go to a gas station right now, he will get out the car with me and go get a Super Donut. Now, with you spending money on not just Super Donuts, what else food do you like that you spend money on?
I spend money on Subway, pizza. I buy a lot of snacks, you know. Applebee's, Roosters. I done spent a lot of money on them places.
And then there's my other best friend, Gino. He's on the basketball team with me, and Gino likes to spend his money on the shorties. Well, I mean his girlfriend.
Man, I try to get her everything she asks for, man. She's just so pricey. You know how girls are these days. They want everything in Victoria's Secret. Man, I try to get her everything, though. That's my baby, man.
How you be getting your money, man?
Man, I just get it however, man. What I do is work over the summer, stack up, save it. I do the clock sometimes at the basketball games. I might ask my dad for a couple dollars here or there. I really don't ask my mom and dad for much, though.
I really don't know how Gino gets his money or where he gets it from, but he doesn't borrow any from me. I got rules about if you borrow money from me, because I don't get my money out a lot. But if I do, I only can loan you $10. Then there's this one girl named Jalen, the first girl I went on a date with. When we went on our date, I had enough money for my meal, plus a tip and her meal.
Thank you, you too.
But I really wasn't worried about if she went over the budget. I had a debit card for backup. So for me personally, I have three main dating rules for teenagers, called the Darnell system. Rule number one, always budget out your money. I took out $20 from my budget and went out to a chicken joint in Dayton just to kick it. Rule number two, never, I mean never, let the date pick up the check. And three, the main thing is to be honest, because if your girlfriend is willing to still date you when you're broke, she's real. She's there for you. She's committed. And yes, my girl is committed, even though I haven't went broke yet. We've been going out dating for 2 to 3 months since then, and I've been paying for everything so far. But that's my job, to pay for everything. Want to know why? Because I'm the man, and I do not like the waitress asking for two checks. For Dayton Youth Radio, I'm Darnell Terry.
That was a story from Darnell Terry, a senior at Ponitz CTC High School, where he plays for the basketball team and is planning to go to college this year. To hear more stories from Dayton Youth Radio, visit our website at WYSO.org. Special thanks to Ponitz Radio instructor Joanne Visca. I'm project coordinator Basim Blunt.
This story originally aired in 2016. Dayton Youth Radio is created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.